Rod's Pulse Podcast number 39. Web 2.0 is using us, and there's nothing impossible.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back. Some techno music. In fact, it's by a self-described techno-classical musician who happens to be from the Ivory Coast. His name is Deuce, D-E-U-S, and the piece is called There's Nothing Impossible. Now, it's tied in with my main topic today, which is on Web 2.0, but more on that later. So stay tuned for the full piece called There's Nothing Impossible at the end of my podcast. Now, a bit of news from the Podosphere. I wanted to point out that our eLearning 2.0 conference held at Drexel last week was a definite success. I think we had attendees from about 160 attendees, I think was the unofficial count. We had a lot of very interesting and engaging presentations. The keynote was done by Susan Patrick. She is the CEO of the North American Council for Online Learning, and in keeping with the theme there, it was a remote presentation. She did it over the web, and we saw her video and PowerPoints, and she's a very passionate proponent of online learning in the K-12 area, and I think we have a lot to learn from that group. One of the most interesting presentations, I think, was called Second Life and 3D Virtual Classrooms, Implications and Opportunities for e-learning. This is certainly the future. Maybe we could call it Web 3.0. The presentation was sponsored by Dr. Ken Hartman, who's Director of Academic Affairs at Drexel Online and one of the leaders of our Blackboard Users Group in Philadelphia. One of the speakers was Don Bain, who's the General Manager for Solutions at a company here in Philadelphia called the Electric Sheep Company. The Electric Sheep Company is the largest company in the world dedicated to designing experiences and delivering add-on software for 3D virtual worlds. And of course, and that includes Second Life. Another very interesting part of this presentation was a demonstration from Kevin Jarrett. Now, Kevin received a faculty excellence grant from his institution, Walden University, to study Second Life and its implications for education at a distance. So, don't forget, I'll have links in my show notes to Kevin's blog and also the Electric Sheep Company. I'd also like to give a shout out to two other folks associated with Thomas Jefferson University. Susan Toth-Cohn and Tracy Vaus-Ierland presented the topic, A New Twist on an Old Learning Tool, namely discussion boards. They're from the Jefferson College of Health Professions. There was also a talk on burst learning by Dr. Jeffrey Leno, who is a faculty in the Department of Family Medicine here at Thomas Jefferson, and also the principal in a company called Podside Consults. And I've, in fact, interviewed him in one of my previous podcasts. His website podcast is dealing with CME. And, of course, yours truly gave a talk on, guess what, podcasting. Speaking of Drexel, where this was held, also wanted to point out an interesting use for a podcast. Dr. Ken Hartman now has a podcast on the Drexel site that is a series, a podcasting series, to help students succeed in earning an online degree. So another interesting use of podcasting that we all might want to take note of. Okay, now for my main topic today, I want to share with you a music video. Now, the music you've already heard a bit of, it's the same music that was in my little teaser in the beginning and I will play at the end of this podcast. And the music accompanies a video on YouTube. I will have an embedded copy of the video in my blog. Now, I discovered this when I was reading InfoWorld magazine for the week. It was an article by David Margolis, and it was called Tech Tops the Pop Charts. And he's referring to a very popular, very compelling video, which is very hard to describe. The title of the video is Web 2.0, The Machine Is Us / Using Us. And it's one of the top viewed videos on YouTube. Now, it's going to appeal to you if you are a web developer especially, or just as a futurist. Now, as the author, David Margolis, says, he couldn't resist this when he found out that the video was produced by Michael Wesch, who is a professor of cultural anthropology at Kansas State University. Now, he apparently talked to Dr. Wesch on the phone, and Dr. Wesch was thrilled when 100 people saw his video, but now almost 2 million people have seen it. And for a geeky video, that's pretty impressive. Apparently, it's even topped Super Bowl ad videos and Britney Spears' shaved head video. So with that in mind, I want to draw your attention to it. The video shows the fast evolution of Web 2.0 technology, but ends up with a larger commentary on technology and where human beings are headed. So I think the focus is that we are teaching the machine, which is the web. So enjoy the video, go to my blog, and click on the YouTube link that you will see there. So that does it for this episode. So until next time, have a great week. Bye for now.
Please leave odd feedback at 610-616-2199.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University, or any other institution or company.